This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Ahead of the General Motors shareholder meeting in Detroit today, the company's CEO is saying it's time for the government to decide what it wants to do with all the stock it acquired when it bailed out the company. The carmaker's stock price has been sagging in spite of its solid profits lately. Some analysts say that has something to do with the government's position. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Morningstar's David Whiston has been keeping a close watch on the presidential campaign for signs of when the government might unload its remaining 32% stake in General Motors. It still holds 500 million shares as part of the deal that saved the carmaker. Whiston thinks the uncertainty over the timing of that sale is keeping GM stock artificially low.
You're talking about a tremendous amount of shares that could potentially be dumped on the market at once, and it's just a reason for investors to look elsewhere.
Republican Mitt Romney has been pressing for a quick exit by the government, and for a while, Whiston thought that might happen. But now he doubts the Obama administration would sell for a big loss to taxpayers, at least not at this point.
If they wait till after the election, and hypothetically if Obama were to win, they can sell the shares and take the bad publicity then without costing them the election.
As for GM, spokesman Jim Kane says it'll be a great day when the government does decide to wind down its stake, but for now the company's just focused on making the best cars it can.
The question of government ownership isn't something we can control, so we don't try to.
I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.